This is Ramey.
Hey, Ramey, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Thank you for asking. So the reason I'm reaching out to you, I saw that you clicked in your client dashboard for more information regarding Google Guaranteed.
Yeah.
And I also noticed you spoke to Joyce earlier, so you need some website revisions done too, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the website revisions have been sent to our website team. Usually it takes 24 hours for them to make the update, but I'll message her directly. That way she could kind of try to expedite it for you, okay?
Okay.
Because I know it's related to your insurance, right? That's what it looks like.
Right, like I had to send them over basically a list of services because, you know, they don't like to deal with water restoration, fire restoration, all that kind of stuff.
Right. Okay. So in the notes, just to verify, so damage restoration, concrete floor installation coating, hotel restoration, water damage restoration, foundation installation, furniture assembly, fire damage restoration, furniture removal, interior rooms. So all those need to be removed, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'll message Celine, who's our web developer, directly, just so she could try to get on top of it. But worst case scenario, it should be updated in like 24 hours. Okay?
Awesome.
Now, regarding the Google Guaranteed click, did you mean to click that, or was that by accident, or?
No, I did want to hear more about that.
Okay, let me pull it up real fast. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed before? Do you already know how that works? Okay. So what it is, it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google, and it really is the best lead program on the market currently. And here's why. These leads are only sent to you, so you don't share the lead with other companies, and it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's becoming so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, when that lead calls you, if you schedule an appointment with the lead, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them over the phone, which I know you don't typically do in your industry, but if you were to do either of those two things, those are considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. If it's anything other than that, like out of your radius, service you don't provide, or like a solicitation call, right? You're automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on your end. Does that make sense so far?
Yes, sir. So it is the actual customer getting a phone call to me?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So just to expand on that to you, the way it works, every company that qualifies for Google Guaranteed, it's not going to be your phone number showing. It's a Google rotating number, which will forward to your phone. So it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. So you'll know it's a Google guaranteed lead. And they have an AI that basically automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. It's crazy how accurate it is, you know?
Okay.
Now, there are a couple requirements to qualify for the Google guaranteed program. In Texas, they don't require a specific license for the general contractor vertical for Google Guaranteed.
Right.
It does require insurance, though. So the company is still currently insured, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. The other requirement on any face-to-face employees, in other words, if you have a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the clients, I'll show you a workaround. But they would have to run a background check on you. Would that be fine?
Yeah. I mean, I do have a past.
So they go off the past 7 years, and they're looking for felonies. So if you have any felonies in the past 7 years, unfortunately, it would disqualify you from the program. If you have any misdemeanors, they don't care. It's basically just felony checks.
Yeah, I do have a felony, and I'm trying to think of what the date was.
Okay.
And that was I was drunk, had a passenger on the back of my motorcycle, and we got in a wreck. So I got a vehicular assault charge, which was a felony.
Got it.
And
okay.
And it's 24, so that would be 2017. I think I'm past 7 years.
That's right at 7 years. It's going to probably depend on the month that it happened. And typically it's not the month where it happened. It's the month where they,
charged.
Exactly. Yep. Yep.
Right.
Yeah. So what I'll do, just so you could check that date too, I'm going to get you all the info and I'll go over it right now too. So you know what it is. Give me one quick second here. So general contractor vertical. All right. Let's see. Let me pull up the lead fees real quick. Worst case scenario, let's say it happened like, you know, in August or something. I mean, then you just have to wait a month, you know? So it shouldn't be
right.
That big a deal. But, all right. So the cost per qualified lead for the general contractor vertical, it's actually really good. It's at $24 per lead. Okay.
That's a lot better than Angie's List and all that. Which
right.
is an absolutely horrible lead service.
Yeah. The main difference with this is you don't share the lead, right? So they don't send it to multiple companies. They're picking you and calling you directly, and you have an auto dispute system. So you don't have to spend your day disputing leads. It's automatically done for you, you know, which is like
right.
night and day from the other lead programs. Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. Okay, I got a guy in New York that sets a 200 lead budget a month, you know, but he does like the whole state and stuff. But the minimum I'm required to go over with you for the 13 leads, that's at $312. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the way your lead budget works, whatever lead budget you set, it does roll over. So let's say, for example, you did the minimum budget requirement at 13 leads. And you took on 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an estimate or quoted each lead that came through. The following month, you'll be charged $312 to replenish your lead budget. Okay? Now, let's say you take on three qualified leads, right? And you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason. You're booked out, you're on vacation, like whatever it is. Or let's just say that month you only got three qualified leads, okay? The
right.
following month you're not charged $312. You're charged for the three leads you took on, so 24 times three, which would be $72. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, whatever lead budget you set to, we do not charge that until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. That's where we submit your insurance. Run your background check, which I know you got to check on, and link your Google reviews to your Google Guaranteed page. What we send in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically.
Okay.
Now, once you're approved, we don't automatically charge your lead budget either. You're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. When you give us the thumbs up on that, your leads will be active right at that point, and we do charge the lead budget, whatever lead budget you set. Okay? We do charge, too. There's a one-time application fee for Google Guaranteed. This is to run your background check and get you approved for the Google Guaranteed section. It's not a renewal fee. So you pay it one time, you never have to pay it again. That's going to be for $250. All right.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get you all this in writing right now. So I'm going to send you an email titled Google Guaranteed. And I'm going to reply to the email with your vertical, which just means your category, the cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical to you. That way you can just see them in writing.
Okay.
All right. Heads up on the subcategories. You're going to see a big list of them. You don't have to turn them all on. You're just going to want to turn on the type of leads that you want.
Okay.
Per qualified lead. Give me one sec. No fire damage restoration on here either.
Right.
Yeah. So you'll see a bunch of them. There is foundation and concrete. All you would do is just turn that off, essentially. So you'll see, like, okay, home addition, kitchen remodel, but, like, there's a bunch on there. You'll basically, let's say all the stars align, you're able to do this, right? You'll get to pick your subcategories. And the cool thing, too, is you get to pick your areas. So we don't just target, like, your local zip code. You could show up as far as you want in Texas, basically. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me get you a text queue with my direct line and extension. What I'd recommend is just check your paperwork. If it's anything – so I know you said it's 2017. If it's anything before August 19th, you're going to be golden. But if it's like – let's say it was like – you know, what's the next month? September, right? And then yep, you're just going to have to wait a month, basically, you know?
Because if we tried it now and I got denied, would it not work again in a month?
No, it would work. It would work again in a month because we'd run it again and then you'd get approved. So it's not like you're denied and you're denied forever, but it's my job, like, just to kind of make sure, like, you're 100% going to get approved, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah, so, let's see. And if that did happen too, when we rerun it, like let's say your paperwork didn't match or something, right? That application fee you pay, you only have to pay it one time. You never ever pay it again, you know, even if we have to rerun the application.
Okay.
All right, so let me shoot you my direct line. All right. Any questions for me on any of this?
So you were saying Google once you know, if I'm on site, then everything's good. But if I have, you know, I've got a foreman who doesn't have a record, who would be dealing with the client if I'm not there.
Okay.
So, but you were starting to say about the crew. You know, in construction, it is hard to have a crew with nobody with any past record. You know what I mean? So basically the person that's in charge needs to have a clean record.
Yeah. So I have a workaround for it. I do it for all my clients. And even when they have clean records, right, it's basically just to speed the background check up. So on the application, when you fill it out, right, what's going to happen is it's going to ask you how many field workers you have. What you're going to want to do is just put zero field workers, right? And that way they only run the background check on you. If you put like 10 field workers, for example, they're going to want to run a background check on all of them. And then you're really looking at like 4 to 8 weeks, you know, because you got to get all their info. And so just to speed it up, we just say what I tell all my clients is just put zero field workers because we don't put that on your profile page, right? It's not even an option. And then Google doesn't have like a van driving around checking up on it. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So, yep. Now also too, and I'll tell you this. So I have a client who he's killing it on Google Guaranteed. He's a painter. So it's a different vertical. But he did have a felony in the past 7 years. What he did is he used his wife. So you could technically, if you wanted to, we could use your foreman, right? And what we would do is we would put you as basically a silent owner, saying that you don't go to the job sites. It would be him, right? And then the background ran on him. So all you got to do, just communicate with me once you find that date, and we'll figure out a workaround for you for sure. It's my job.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Good question. Any additional questions right now?
No.
Okay. So what I'd recommend, I already sent over to Celine too, our web developer, about the changes for the website. So I'm sure she'll get on top of that like ASAP. And in terms of Google Guaranteed, I would just check the date on your paperwork and just give me a call back. Let me know what that is. If it's past 7 years, we're golden. If not, your other option is either, you know, just to wait the month or whatever it is, or we could use your foreman if you want to go that route, you know, either way.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, so I do have another question now.
Yeah, yeah.
So does this help promote my business a little bit more as far as Google rankings to try to get people to reach out to me?
Great question. It actually does. So when they first, this program is about 2 years old. It's like a newer platform. At first, they didn't really help with the SEO, but Google changed their algorithm where companies are Google Guaranteed verified. It does help with their SEO, but here, if somebody finds you on your map section or your website, it's going to have your phone number or the call tracking number you're using through us. So you're not paying for any of those leads. In order for it to be a Google Guaranteed lead, they have to pick you from the Google Guaranteed section. And then it also has to be a qualified lead. You know, so a scheduled appointment or a quote, essentially. So, yes,
so somebody that just gets on their phone and says, kitchen remodeler, Abilene, Texas,
mm-hmm.
it's going to do the Google Guaranteed.
The first thing that shows up. Yes, sir.
Right. And then if they click on me, then that directly gets them in contact with me.
Right. And you don't have a lot of competition in your area, actually. Like the guys showing right now are Resilio Brothers Roofing. There's Laura Service Group and then Southern Sign Services. Those are the only companies with their leads on currently in your area.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So it's not like Angie's, Thumbtack, and Networks, right? They're super saturated because they've been around a while. Google Guaranteed's a newer program, and they're not doing, like, commercials or anything like that on it, you know? So a lot of companies don't even know about it, which is a good thing.
Okay, know? So that brings me to another question.
Yeah.
So you have me down, you know, in the general contracting mm-hmm. platform. I do have, really good painters. So we do painting.
Okay.
And we also do roofing. So okay. I don't know, are those two totally different platforms?
So in general contractor, it does have roofing. Okay. So you could turn your roofing leads on, but there is a separate category for roofing only. So give me 1 second. Let me look up both painter and roofing and I'll send you that information as well.
Awesome.
Painter's a little higher, which is kind of crazy.
That is because I guess the turnaround on a paint job compared to an addition or a remodel, you know, I mean, you can paint an interior exterior of a house in a couple days where you're there a couple weeks on.
Yeah, it being a newer program, sometimes like I'll search in an area and the handyman vertical will be more expensive than the general contractor vertical, which is crazy, you know? So it's kind of, you know, it is what it is though, but the painter vertical, the cost per qualified lead's at $32.
Now, it's still not bad.
It's not. You're going to see too, I'm sending you the minimum budget requirement. Now, when you do multiple verticals, like let's say you have three verticals on, painting, general contracting, and roofing, right? We don't add the minimum budgets together. We have to go off the highest minimum budget requirement. Now, here's the thing. When you do multiple verticals, 10 times out of 10, you're going to have a rollover because the cost per lead is different on each vertical. So the painter vertical is 32, the general contractor vertical 24, so it ends up not adding up to the 416 minimum budget. You know, does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome, awesome. All right, so let me hold on. Let me get you the subcategories on painting too. And then let me pull up roofing. If it's better than the lead fee for a general contractor, I'd say do it. But if it's more, you know, you really don't need it because you have that in the general contractor vertical too. But let me see here. Yeah, it's higher. It's at $34.67 per lead for the roofing vertical. But just so you have it, let me send you that info too, so you can see it.
Well, and I wonder, you know, as far as SEO wise, if somebody gets on their phone and says roofer near me, or you know what I mean, or roofers in Abilene, I would love to be on that Google guaranteed.
Google guaranteed. Yep.
Right. Showing up on that, rather than, is there any contractors that can build an addition and roof it? You know what I mean?
Right. This program's month to month, no contracts, just like the current one you're on. And you can pause and start your leads at any point in time. So, it definitely would be beneficial for you. And you'll see with the roofing vertical, there will be a lot more subcategories instead of under the general contractor, it's just roofing. So like on the roofing vertical, you'll see roof inspection, roof installation, roof repair, attic venting, gutter installation, gutter repair, yada, yada, yada. So I'll shoot you that too so you can see it. If you decide to do all three verticals, the minimum budget requirement, we have to go off the highest one, which would be the 452 for the roofing vertical.
Okay.
Okay. And then let me check the requirements to you, okay? Make sure they're not different. Okay, I'm checking roofing first. Roofing, same requirements. Background check, insurance, and then let me check painter too. Painting your golden is just background check required. So yeah, you could do all three verticals if you wanted to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might have to, you know, well, I guess it will depend on, you know, how insurance companies, they like to reevaluate how you've done in like the last six months. You know what I mean? You pay for a year and then usually about 6 months, they'll get a hold of you and want to look at, you know, that's when I just have them get a hold of my bookkeeper. But, they'll say, you know, like it, when you signed up for this, you were doing, 80% remodeling, 20% roofing, and now we see that there is 50% roofing. And, you know what I mean? If your numbers go up, then you have to pay more for each section, you know what I mean? So, but I guess I won't have to deal with that until you guys send me so many roofing leads that, I gotta pay extra for it.
Right, right. Yeah, it's just a part of it with the insurance companies, you know?
Yeah.
But let me message Celine too. I'm just telling her to make the changes ASAP.
I guess we need to add to the, website roofing as well.
Okay, let me tell her that too. Give me 1 second. I thought it was already on there when I looked, but let me just
message her. Maybe it is.
Yeah. Purposes. Okay. So let me shoot that to her. And then let me jump over here. I'm just going to look at your website real quick. Yeah, you're right. It's not on there. So I'll have her add it too. I put that awesome in the message. Yeah, so you'll be golden. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So yeah, I'll just check those dates and then I sent you my direct line. So just give me a call and then just let me know either way, because we could try to use your foreman too if you need to. Okay.
Well, as soon as we get off the phone, I'm just going to call prosecutor's office and figure out that date right now, and I'll give you a call back.
All right. Awesome. Sounds like a plan. I'll talk to you then.
All right. All right. Thanks.
All right. You're welcome. Good talking, Randy. Bye.
You too. Bye.